Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great. It's another beautiful weekend in the High Desert.
Yes, we're moving through October. So many events. We've got fall festivals.
Yes.
We have things getting ready for the holidays.
Yeah, we really are getting ready for the holidays. And you know what, Roxanne? Mm-hmm. That leads me to, we've got two beautiful women here with us this morning. Uh-huh. I'm really excited because while I know them, I don't know them really, really well.
Well,
but
now
I
we're
know
going
their
to
work,
know them, yes.
And I'm so excited to have them here with us. We've got Kathy El Mahmoud, who is the vice president, and Rita Padilla from the Quilters Peace Corps. Mm. And they are serving as this year's co-chairs for the annual quilt show that the Quilters Peace Corps has every year. And so I'm just really excited to have you talented, beautiful ladies here with us this morning.
Thank you.
Welcome
for coming
to
in.
Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. And so we're going to talk a little bit not only about the organization, but I understand you've got a big event coming up that you want to share with community and encourage us to come out and support. So again, thank you, Kathy, and thank you, Rita, for being here with us this morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us.
I want to know, how did you guys get your name? Because it's Quilters Peace, P-I-E-C-E, Corps.
Okay. When you make quilts, you take different pieces of fabric and you sew them together in designs.
Yes.
So that's where the Peace, P-E-I-C-E, came from.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I love it. I love the name.
Thank you.
And so, obviously, the group does making quilts.
Yes.
Right? But in addition to that, you do something with the quilts in order to be a service to the community. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. We sponsor different organizations. This past year, we asked our members to make quilts for the Ronald McDonald House.
Mm.
And we had a really good turnout for that. We sponsored, every year we sponsor what we call a baby shower for the Rose of Shannon, where we made a lot of quilts. In addition to that, we had our members bring in diapers, afghans,
yeah,
wipes, and stuff. And it always gives us a great sense of pleasure and
yes,
pride. We
are
made Fitbits for the senior community, and these are for seniors or people with Alzheimer's, mm-hmm, and they have zippers and buttons and stuff, and it's very tactile. And you know, and so a lot of the our members listen to the community. We do things for our veterans. Rita's the president down in this area for
yes,
Quilts of Valor. Quilts of Honor. We used to do Quilts of Valor, but now we're doing
yes,
Quilts of Honor because there's more criteria. We had to tell them the criteria to be how much service.
For Quilts of Honor, we look for our veterans who have served in wars, who are suffering from PTSD. We look for members who have been deployed,
mm-hmm,
and come back as a service to our country. We give them these quilts for free at their surprise, I guess, is
yeah,
what we do.
Different events.
Yeah, because if you
yeah,
ask a veteran, would you like a quilt? They're going to say no.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But we want to thank them for their service.
Yeah.
So we surprise them, as you well know.
Yes.
We're part of one of our
yes,
givings.
Yes.
And so it's an honor to be able to award our veterans.
It's
and
special.
And Quilters Peace Corps has thankfully are putting together quilts for me to give out to our veterans here in the community.
Yeah, that's a beautiful program, Rita, and you're right. I did have an experience to work with you during one of those programs where veterans were presented the quilts. And it really is moving and very touching. And to see the veterans' reaction to receiving those quilts, you're right. Nine times out of ten, if you ask them, they probably would say, I don't need it, or I don't know, right? But when they're presented with that, and then really, I think you guys speak so well to honoring them in their service, it's just a very moving experience. And the quilts are amazingly beautiful. They all seem to have kind of a patriotic theme to them.
Definitely.
And so just really great art, works of art.
Yeah. Right.
So thank you for what you do and for you guys adopting that program and continuing to recognize the vets in our community.
Yeah, that's one of the things where I like our Quilters Guild, is we do look for different organizations that help out our community.
Yes.
And it's amazing to be a part of that, to see the person coming from the Ronald McDonald House receive over 100 quilts.
Yes.
From us. It's just amazing. You see the gratitude, you see
yes.
how it helps the community, and it makes you want to do more.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
of the other charities that we addressed, one of our members, B. Stanley, had a heart to make cancer quilts. Mm. So we support Dr. Nanda, who's an oncologist.
Yes.
And make quilts for his group. And a lot of our ladies, B would make up kits with the words, you know, and everything. And they would sew the tops, and B would be, you know, quilting them. And she's recently been in a very serious car accident. Mm. So the Guild itself, because we so value what she's been doing for a long time, have taken that over as well. And they're going to, because she's physically not going to be able to do it for a while, she's still in recovery, but
right.
they'll actually do the quilting and binding for her. And
wow.
so because they so love her and what she's been spearheading for the
right.
cancer community, a new project that's going to start in January through the City of Hope is we are going to make cancer hats. If you go through chemotherapy, mm-hmm. your scalp is really sensitive. So it's
yeah.
a special way to make these cancer caps. And that's a new project that we haven't done before. We've done Ron McDonald House and the
right.
veterans in Barstow and stuff. But this is something new. And so the members are always on the lookout. Where can we help?
Yes, filling in those gaps. Well, a couple of things before we move on. I want to say to B that we are sending out positive thoughts and prayers for her recovery and want to thank her for the amazing work that she's done and the heart that she has, and for her to be encouraged because her work is still moving forward, right?
Right.
So
I
want to say that. And then this month, October, mm-hmm. is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So how appropriate that we're talking about the work that you guys do for those who are impacted and affected by cancer. Want to thank you for that because, you know, that's a journey that all of us have been touched in some way, whether it's been us as the individual who has gone through that experience or going through that experience, or whether a loved one. We all have been touched by it, a loved one, a friend, you know, family members, whomever. I don't think there's any of us who can actually say that we haven't been affected in one way or another by cancer. So, you know, these acts, these, even though they may seem small, they're huge in the recovery and sending that message out of care for people who are going and having that experience. So I want to thank you for that. Now, let me ask a question, because you guys are doing a lot of work. So how many members do you actually have?
114 currently.
Wow. And you're looking to grow that, right?
Definitely.
Yes. We would like to find ways to entice younger women to come in, because part of our model is to share the love of quilting and the craft of quilting.
Yes.
And so to sustain an organization, we need to find ways to encourage more people to come in. We meet at the Percy Baker Center in Victorville.
Okay.
And anybody is open to attend a meeting. And the Percy Baker Center is located at 9333 E Avenue. And we meet on the second Monday of the month at 9:30.
Okay, so that's the second Monday of the month at the Percy Baker Center. And the address is 933 East E Avenue, and that's in Hesperia.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah, 9333. Three threes.
Okay. So maybe I added an extra three.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
And that's the second Monday of every month.
Yes.
Right.
Right? And anybody can come.
Anybody can come.
And just kind of check it out and see if it's something that they might want to be involved with.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, we always encourage visitors to come.
Okay.
Whether they're crafters or not.
Okay.
Come and see what we're about. See what we do.
Yes.
And it might entice them to want to be a part. Because it's not just quilts that we make.
Right.
There's other ladies that make purses. They make hats.
So crafts.
Crafts in
yeah.
general.
Yeah, artisan. That's wonderful. And this group has existed since when?
1983.
So that's what, like 40 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing, ladies. I mean, you should be incredibly proud of that.
We are, and it's a wonderful, wonderful group of ladies, very caring and a lot of fun.
But
yes.
Men can join as well, correct?
Yes. We do have a couple of men.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up,
okay.
Roxanne, because, you know, there may be men who are out in our community looking for things to do and become involved
for
with.
For sure.
You know, and this would be a great way. And what I love about the organization is that while you are helping to preserve and promote the legacy of quilting, right, and that art form, that you also have found a way to give back to me, right? And you do that in a number of ways because you financially help to support. You guys make financial gifts every year to a number of organizations, nonprofit organizations who you find doing good work. And you do that because you have a special event, an annual event that you do every year. Right?
Yes,
right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I believe it's coming up.
We have our annual quilt show that'll be held on Saturday, October 19th at the Living Hope Church. And we will have more than 100 quilted items that our members have made on display for people to view.
Wow.
We will have vendors that do some. One man does photography. We have long arm quilters. We have people that sell fabric and make crafts. One of our ladies dyes yarn and fabric, and she makes custom things and shirts and scarves.
Mm.
And we have
beautiful.
We have other people that one of our. The second vice president makes beautiful jewelry. She will have a booth there.
Okay.
And we'll have 21 vendors, different vendors that'll be there. And
you're
so
speaking my language because that means shopping.
Yes, shopping. It's really great. It's really great. We will have our members make and donate homemade cookies. We ask them to make 3 dozen cookies. Every year, that's a big draw. One of our vendors says, I always buy all my Christmas cookies at your quilt show, and I freeze them.
I was going to mention that, too, because your event is, like, just timing right, you know, for Thanksgiving, for the holidays, so you
exactly
can do this early. So it's very good timing.
Yes, and this is a great get a jump on Christmas shopping.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
What an awesome, awesome event that you guys have put together. I personally am looking forward to attending. So, again, it is coming up on Saturday, October 19th. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's going to take place at the Living Hope Church, which is 9280 Maple Avenue in Hesperia, right?
Yes
that's
okay,
correct.
And if anybody's interested, they even have the program laid out. So the live auction is at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
And the gift basket raffle is at 2:30, Roxanne, so we'll be there for that.
For sure. And then the best thing is that this event is free admission, so bring everybody that you know. And again, like Regina said, it's just a great opportunity to support a great organization that supports things locally here in the high desert. And also, too, it just promotes, you know, quilting, making crafts. And I was talking about this before we went on the air. I love to go to the comic book conventions and Japanese animation conventions. And they have a section called an artist alley where, you know, people like my age, young people, and even adults as well, will sell items that they made. And they're either crochet, they're, you know, sewn different things, you know, aprons, sweaters, and crafts just as this, you know, quilts of either, you know, different characters, Disney characters, be it anime characters. So this is a great opportunity to get involved and maybe learn about maybe starting a business in quilting and just promoting, you know, making crafts and just getting that idea out there. Because it's not something, you know, when you think about quilts, maybe some people say, oh, this is for, you know, older people. But no, this is for all ages.
Right. And so we want to encourage especially young women to come out, because this is a great opportunity to see this group in action and to see a lot of the beautiful work that they have created, and to maybe make a decision, meet a new friend, decide to come to a meeting, or make a decision that this is something that you want to take up as a hobby or learn a little bit more about. So what a great opportunity. It's a full day, but a wonderful day. If someone is interested in getting more information, you have a website, is that correct?
Yes.
You want to give us that website address?
It's quilterspeacecorps.com. It's all lowercase, quilterspeacorps.com. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Quilterspeacecorps.com. And I believe on the flyer, Kathy, there's a number if anyone is interested in show information. Yes. You want to give that number out?
909-896-2737.
Wonderful. Ladies, we want to thank you for coming and sharing with us today. Anything else that you wanted us to know?
We'll post this information, too, and about your meetings as well, on our Facebook page and community calendar. So this is great.
Thank you.
Anyone
that comes to the Quilt Guild will receive a small gift.
Oh, a gift.
It just keeps getting better.
I love gifts.
We have yours. We left them in the car, so we'll bring them in after the interview.
Oh, my goodness. Yay.
Thank you. Most importantly, for the wonderful work that you do, for your artistry, for keeping this organization alive for over 40 years, and for finding ways to give back to the community in a meaningful way. We really appreciate and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
And I'm really excited, Roxanne, because we have three amazing people in studio with us. And this is our first time interviewing three people all together. So we're going to see how that goes.
It's going to go fine. And we have a repeat guest as well.
We do. We do. But I'm in keeping with the spirit and the recognition of Hispanic Heritage Month, we are talking about a beautiful exhibit that is currently on display at Victor Valley College in the Performing Arts Center. And there are, I believe, 9 artists that are showing in this exhibition. It is definitely focused on the celebration of Hispanic culture, right? And we've got the curators of that show, Teresa Polly Shellcroft and Vanessa Gomez, who helped to curate that show. But also, Vanessa is a contributing artist to that. And I am really excited to have this gentleman in studio. His name is Gil Hernandez. I believe he's 81 years young.
Looking good.
84 years young, but he looks 81. How about that? Who is the featured artist in this show. And so I can't say enough good things about it. It's free to the public, to the community, to go out and see this in celebration, once again, of Hispanic Heritage Month. So I want to welcome all three of our guests, Teresa, Gil, and Vanessa. Welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you.
So I want to start with Teresa and Vanessa. You can kind of chime in. I want you to tell us the name of the exhibit and how you guys kind of got together, curated this show, and found these 9 amazing artists who contributed to the exhibition.
Well, Regina, you came to me and said, I have someone who can help you, which was Vanessa. And Vanessa actually did most of the work. She contacted the artist. She put together the flyer. She picked the name for the show. I was just her help.
Okay. All right. So, Vanessa, tell us the name of the show.
Well, the name was Shaping the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part, well, it's the name was Hispanic Heritage Month Expedition at BBC. And we went with the theme of Hispanic Heritage Month this year was Shaping the Future.
Right. Yes. And so what does that mean in terms of what this art exhibit is trying to convey?
Well, our artists, they all have very varied ways to work, and their work represents different aspects. So we had a lot of diverse pieces. So and also, this was how many exhibits, art exhibits, has BBC had?
Like, oh,
not too many.
Many.
Oh, many.
Yeah.
So so it's kind of growing off the space at BBC, and just hoping for more work throughout the year, and growing the local artists in the area and outside of the area too.
Yeah. Wonderful. Teresa, you were...
Yeah, I just wanted to add to the title Shaping the Future. To me, when I see the work of Hispanic artists in Regina, you know, the problems we've run in trying to recruit Hispanic artists.
Yes.
So Shaping the Future, in conjunction with that show, says to me that this is just the first step. This is the open door.
Yes.
For more shows.
Yeah, and for me it also means... or what I saw is that there were a number of young artists that are part of the exhibition, which it really excites me, right? And I think the diversity of artists that are there in the work, they're, as you were talking about the different medias that they work in and then the styles and all of that, but it comes from their experience and how they define themselves as part of this Hispanic culture. And I love the fact that you were able to get Mr. Hernandez involved, because here's somebody who is considered to be an elder, right? But his work is timeless, right? And so, Gil, what made you say yes to being a part of this exhibition?
Well, my neighbor, who's a graduate from the school, approached me about it, so I looked into it, and sure enough, got together with her, and she asked for three, but I gave her seven. Now I was telling her this morning that I saw one that was up there.
Wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the work. Let's talk about a little bit about your work in particular, Gil, because you, if I understand, you're kind of a storyteller with your art, right? Do I have that right?
I don't know. I hope so.
Okay. Well, talk to us a little bit about your creative process. What inspires you to paint?
Oh, just your imagination. Sometimes you're just walking around a store or you see a statue, and then you say to yourself, if I did that, how would I do it? Or if I saw somebody else's painting, you say, if I... And then your imagination just runs wild, and that's enough energy for you to get down and start painting.
Yes.
Of course, art is art.
Yes. It comes from the heart. You have one painting, and I think it was on the 24th of September, I believe, that you guys had an open house reception. And so there were over 300 that attended that reception. And in that, you were doing some interviewing with the artist. And I believe, Gil, you can correct me, but I believe during your interview, one of the paintings, I think you said, was of your family. It was of a group of men.
Right.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about that painting?
Well, my dad had a patio in his backyard, and he has all this, he has all his antique rifles and bullets and caps, and anyway, my dad is one of them, and then my brother and so on down the line. So here we're standing there with antique rifles and Mexican hat, Mexican bullets, and I turned it into like a family feud. That's what I called it. But then I had it in line drawing, and then one day I came across and said, I'm going to try this in color. So I tried it in watercolor, and that was the result.
It's beautiful. And what is it titled?
Family Feud.
Family Feud. I think all of us can relate to that. I want to ask you, Vanessa, especially as a young Chicana artist, I think I've heard you refer to yourself as, and a muralist. Why is this so important to have these opportunities to provide these type of experiences and exposure of Hispanic art to community? Why is that important?
Well, it's important because specifically in Victorville and probably in Hesperia, like, we have a big Hispanic population. I think we're the highest percentage-wise, I believe. So it's I think it's important to have opportunities for artists to show their work, or because artists are into, like, different pockets. Like, some like to go to galleries or have their work shown in galleries or sell their art at events as a vendor, or, you know, public art. So there's different pockets. So I think it's important to have different opportunities available for them to get into, especially over here.
Before we go, I just want to reiterate the show is on exhibit through October 15th, right?
October 23rd.
October 23rd. Ooh, even more time. Yes. October 23rd is free.
Yes.
Right? And are there hours, Teresa, that the public is admitted, or how does that work?
Because it's in the Performing Arts Center in the lobby, it's pretty much only open if there's a program going on.
Okay.
But if someone wants to see the show, if they contact me through the college email or my email, private email, I can probably make arrangements.
Right. So. And the performing arts calendar for VVC is on the VVC website,
right.
So they can go there.
Yes.
And that way they can see, because I think you guys have something going on just about every weekend, for sure, at the Performing Arts Center. So that's another way that they can use to find out. Any closing thoughts or remarks from anybody? Any words of inspiration, encouragement around the importance of art and Hispanic Heritage Month? Gil, I think you want to...
I have a real big point that I found in my life. If the parents would give the kids some good material to and tell them, here, I found that in the Hispanic community, when they submitted something for me, when I used to teach them, they would send, everything was on lime paper.
Mm-hmm.
And they, don't you have any? No, that's the only thing that, and only had one pencil in the family. So I kind of encouraged, got together with some of the teachers and some of the parents, let's buy some of this stuff for the kids. And you'd be surprised what came out of there, some beautiful art.
Yes.
It was just hidden in their minds.
Yes.
They couldn't bring it out.
Yeah. And I think one thing, too, is art is very subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people will, you know, it's like grandma's got a big jar of buttons. What can we make with that, right? I want to thank all of you for being with us today. I want to thank you for providing your talents, sharing your talents with us as a community, and especially in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. I think it is important that we see ourselves as we are in the community, and this gives us an opportunity to do that in honor and respect. So thank you so much, and thank you for coming today to be with us and share with our audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgaffiti@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.